So I guess I was kind of the opposite of Bill Clinton, who tried marijuana but didn't inhale. See, I didn't try marijuana, but I did inhale. Every single day. Secondhand. And strangely enough, every time I'd go into our bedroom, I'd mysteriously end up late for class. I don't know how that happened. It was like, dude, is it already 10 o'clock? So, how many of you have lived with a Frank? Or could be a Frankette. Having a roommate can be a recipe for disaster, but it also has the potential for being the greatest friendship you've ever had. See, Frank, he didn't make it to second year. And I got two new roommates second year, Stefan and Jason. And to this day, the three of us are the best of friends. So going back to my analogy of East and West, as roommates, do we want to be Frank or do we want to be Stefan and Jason? And I think in this day and age, in 2013, we should all be striving for the latter, shouldn't we? I mean, I'm assuming that we all agree that this is the goal we should all be striving for. Now let's look at where we are in reality. Recent headlines in the media include Foreign Policy Magazine, China's Victim Complex, Why Are Chinese Leaders So Paranoid About the United States? Or the AFP, the Agence France-Presse, Human Rights in China Worsening, U.S. Fines. Bloomberg says, in the cover of this magazine, yes, the Chinese army is spying on you. And it's such a great one that I just wanted to show you the cover of the magazine. All right. Yes. Be very afraid. Okay. Is there something there too, right?